Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, August 7, 2006.
At least two Palestinians, including a 13-year-old boy, have been killed today in ongoing airstrikes to the southern Gaza Strip. The death toll rises to more than 1,000 people in Lebanon, mostly civilians, while the army continues to take prisoners in the West Bank and kill civilians.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
At least two Palestinians, including a 13-year-old boy, have been killed today in ongoing airstrikes to the southern Gaza Strip. In the northern Gaza Strip, an Israeli airstrike destroyed a house Monday, but there were no reports of casualties. Nearly two dozen Palestinians have been killed in the past 5 days as the Israeli army continues its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Separate airstrikes over the weekend killed two members of the same family, in addition to two alleged members of the Islamic Jihad military wing. 16-year-old Kifah Natur and her brother Ammar, 15, were killed when a missile hit the front of their house early Saturday in Rafah, Al Jazeera TV reported. Their mother was also seriously wounded, along with four other residents, including two children. An Israeli army spokesman denied the attack and said the only airstrikes the military carried out were 2 kilometers away from Rafah against Palestinian fighters.
Palestinian medical sources and eyewitnesses in Gaza reported that one child was killed shortly after midnight Saturday during an Israeli airstrike that injured 3 others. The child was identified as Ibrahim Ilthagidi, 12, from the Il Janaina neighborhood in the southern part of Rafah. 17 residents, including 5 children, have been killed in airstrikes to the Il Shuka neighborhood in Rafah since Thursday, including a 3-day-old infant. 12 people have been detained in the incursion since Thursday. In Gaza City, the director of Palestinian military intelligence, Colonel Mohammed Ilmoussa, was seriously injured Sunday after unknown gunmen shot him in his car. One of his bodyguards and a bystander were also injured in the shooting.
The death toll rises to more than 1,000 people in Lebanon, mostly civilians, and 94 Israelis. 5 Lebanese civilians were killed and 8 Israeli soldiers were wounded after a raid that took place in the south of Tyre. Israeli commandos clashed with Hezbollah fighters after raiding an apartment Monday. According to the latest reports, more than 3,000 civilians have been injured, 1,000 killed, 1 million displaced, and more than 160 roads and bridges destroyed by the Israeli attacks on Lebanon. Israel attacked the village of Hula, killing more than 40 civilians. Prime Minister Fuad Siniora called it a deliberate massacre. 4 Israeli soldiers were also killed in the attack. Ground fighting intensified after Israeli soldiers attempted to advance on the border villages of South Lebanon. 1 Israeli soldier was killed and 4 were wounded in Bin Jabil. According to Israeli forces, 5 Hezbollah fighters were also killed. 14 Lebanese civilians were killed when Israel launched airstrikes. 7 members of 1 Lebanese family were killed in the village of Ghazaniya, according to police. Another 4 were killed and 13 were wounded in Kafr Tabnit village in the separate strike. 2 civilians were killed in a strike nearby Haruf village and 1 was killed in Ghaziya, close to Sidon.
The port city of Tyre has been severed from the rest of Lebanon due to continued Israeli bombardments. 3 main roads and 1 bridge have been destroyed. The roads include 1 leading to the Masnah border post, the road between Baalbek and Rayak, which links the Baalbek region with Zahle in central Lebanon, and the Aitar El-Fukar road, which connects villages in the Bekaa Valley with Syria. 4 additional raids targeted the hills east of Baalbek, about 10 kilometers from the Syrian border. With the destruction of many of southern Lebanon's bridges and roads, all aid supply routes have been cut, leaving humanitarian groups with no choice but to deliver supplies by hand across the Litani River. 4 explosions were also heard in the Baalbek region, but no casualties have been reported. Prime Minister Olmert and Defense Minister Peretz met Monday morning to discuss new strategies for Israel's ground offensive in southern Lebanon. Expanding the offensive to include the targeting of civilian infrastructure is among the suggested plans of action. The 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council also met today to continue trying to reach an agreement for a ceasefire. 1 setback has been whether to include Hezbollah's demand that Israel troops withdraw immediately from Lebanon.
Nasin Abu Amoud, 34, and Mahmoud Abu Amoud, 19, were injured Monday morning due to an explosion by an unidentified object in Nuba village, south of the West Bank city of Hebron. Medical sources reported that Nasim sustained medium injuries and will go into surgery in the city hospital, while Mahmoud escaped with minor injuries. Also in Hebron, the Israeli army took 5 prisoners from the city and the nearby Ashuka village Monday at dawn. Eyewitnesses reported that soldiers attacked and hit 2 children during the search campaign. The Israeli army troops invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and took Mohammed Atubasi, 20, as prisoner. Troops and army vehicles stormed the city and searched several homes before taking Atubasi to an unknown location. Saeed Ibrahim was taken as prisoner late Sunday night from the West Bank city of Tubas after being attacked by Israeli soldiers, eyewitnesses reported. Local residents said that the boy Ibrahim was standing near his house in the city when an army jeep stopped next to him. Soldiers then attacked him and took him away to an unknown location. Israeli forces invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and its refugee camp on Monday at dawn.
Fadil Hamdan, Hamas legislator in the Palestinian Legislative Council, was taken prisoner by the Israeli army from the West Bank city of Ramallah late Sunday night. Earlier on Sunday, the Israeli army took Dr. Aziz Jouake, chairman of the Palestinian Legislative Council, as a prisoner from his house in Ramallah. Hussein Fahmi was killed and his son sustained injuries after being shot by a group of settlers near the West Bank city of Nablus. The settlers attacked Fahmi and his son near Zatara Israeli military checkpoint, which caused his death and the injury of his son. Both were moved to Rafidia Hospital in Nablus. Both victims were using Zatara checkpoint for work purposes, coming from their village Habla near the West Bank city of Qalqilia. Israeli army troops and jeeps invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem Monday morning. Soldiers stormed residents' homes and ransacked them in the Il Midbesa neighborhood in the city center.
Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. Brought to you by Jackie Schoen,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Ghassan Banoura.